In an effort to reduce auto insurance premiums, the Ontario government is proposing new rules that will drastically reduce benefits for people with catastrophic injuries and lead to financial ruin for families. The changes will shift the financial burden of accident-related health care costs from insurance companies to the taxpayers. New changes will also make it harder for people to get catastrophic injury status, and those who do suffer a debilitating injury will see their health care funding slashed to $1 million instead of the current $2 million. James Vigmond is with the law firm Oatley Vigmond and PIA Law. Jim is an expert in catastrophic injury cases and designed the course Personal Injury Advocacy, which he teaches at Queen's University Law School. Recently, John Vandriel spoke with Jim about the Ontario government's proposed changes.
Well, first of all, James, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And maybe we could start. This is a fascinating story, and we could just because it's a major change that's happening in terms of auto insurance policy here in Ontario. And do you know when this all began? When did the government decide to propose this type of change?
Well, John, it's interesting. We don't know the answer to that. Every election, the government seems to want to fiddle with insurance premiums, and the way to do that is to try to reduce benefits to people. But in this instance, they took everybody by surprise. Normally, there's a consultative process where various stakeholders, including the Ontario Trial Lawyers Association, would be able to make representations on behalf of our constituents. In this case, they presented us with a fait accompli. Although the legislation isn't officially passed, they have prepared the legislation, and they did it without consulting anyone, to our knowledge.
So what impact will this have on people who are affected by catastrophic injuries?
Yeah, so people that are seriously injured in motor vehicle accidents are what they call catastrophically impaired, and that's a defined term. And they're entitled to payment for services that are required to help them manage their pain and dysfunction and the impairments as a result of their catastrophic injuries, including the need for physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech, language, pathology, case management, counseling, rehab support, all those kinds of things. And these services are not luxurious items. They're required in order to help them improve their physical and psychological function and their quality of life. So their quality of life is going to be dramatically affected because the benefits go from a total of $2 million for medical and rehabilitation benefits and attendant care to $1 million. And $2 million is difficult for a young person who acquires a severe brain injury or a spinal cord injury, but $1 million is draconian. And what will happen is that these cuts will further marginalize the most seriously injured population.
Now, so it'll have to go to public health to cover those types of things. But my sense is that they're in the public health care system, some of that stuff is not even covered.
That is incredibly astute and very accurate. So not only will they have access to less services, because a lot of them are not available in the public realm, but to the extent they access services, that is going to offload the cost to the taxpayers generally. So there are such publicly funded institutions such as the community care access centers, and there's attendant care provided for people with spinal cord injuries. That's going to increase at the expense of John Q. Public.
Is it just, let's say, the legal profession that's questioning this, or are there other groups who are also questioning the government's policy on this?
No, there is certainly, we're not at the forefront of it. We do advocate on behalf of our clients. That's what we make a living doing, and that's what we're trained to do, and we well know and become actively involved in the provision of services. So I don't just represent people and sue an at-fault driver. I make sure that they have a treatment team on board so they get access to all of these needed services. And we have many, many people in our office that are dedicated to rounding up a treatment team. Often we'll have meetings in our office involving 10 or 12 of these treatment people at the same time. We did have a rally at Queen's Park with all of the innocent accident victims or consumers out there that have been affected. They spoke about, there was four or five of them that spoke that were either in wheelchairs or had suffered moderate to severe brain injuries. And they said that they had used up their $1 million within the first 5 to 6 years, and they don't know what they would have done without having access to these services.
Now, is there any response from the government to your questions?
No, they have had a very, very limited process whereby certain people have been allowed to make representations. However, we have no idea what the government is doing with that, and we've not been told that anything other than they intend to proceed with the proposed legislation.
So what are you asking, let's say, our listeners to do now that they have this information, and now that they're aware of what changes are taking place?
I say go to your local MPP and say this is not fair. There is no reason that we have to cut the benefits to the most seriously affected people. If anything, we deal with the people that have suffered, whiplash-related injuries where the impairments are not nearly as serious, but don't reduce the services from those that need them the most when the insurance industry is already making record profits.
Is there a website that people can go to get details on all the information regarding this?
Yeah, I believe we have it on the PIA Law website, and there will be some information there on what the proposed changes are.
Okay, and that that website is www.pialaw.ca. Listen, this is a fascinating and fairly disturbing chain of events that are happening right now in terms of policy, and I thank you for telling us all about it.
Thanks very much, John. Good talking to you.
I've been talking to James Vigmond of Oatley Vigmond, part of PIA Law, Personal Injury Lawyers. And if you'd like to get more information about the government's change of policy regarding auto insurance coverage for critical injuries, you can go to the website www.pialaw.ca.